USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the First Lady Melania have arrived in Great Britain for a three-day state visit. The Trumps will have a private lunch with the Queen before heading to Westminster Abbey later today to place a wreath at the grave of the unknown there. Also, the president's raising some eyebrows with remarks he makes about his ongoing feud with London's mayor.
No, I don't think much of him. I think that he's a... He's the twin of de Blasio, except shorter.
The president referring to New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio. U.S. and Mexican officials beginning talks today in Washington aimed at heading off President Trump's threat to slap tariffs on Mexican imports. He says later this week he'll impose 5% tariffs on all goods from Mexico unless that country stops Central American migrants from traveling to seek asylum in the U.S. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years. And this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A top Trump administration official has asked whether he thinks the president's threats about new tariffs on Mexico, if it doesn't stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States, will impact efforts to get the USMC trade pact approved.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the two trade moves are not related.
We've been very specific from the minute that this proclamation went out that this was an immigration matter. It is not a trade matter. So the USMCA is a trade discussion. That's ongoing. That's why Bob Lighthizer is meeting with his Mexican counterparts this week. This is an immigration matter, and the two are separate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds 55% of those surveyed say they're not happy with laws in five states banning abortions after a heartbeat can be detected, and half of the people surveyed say that the U.S. Supreme Court should uphold the Roe v. Wade decision. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Memorials have been set up throughout Virginia Beach to honor victims of Friday's mass shooting. The suspect, Dwayne Craddock, was a government worker who opened fire in the city's municipal building, killing 12 of his co-workers, injuring four others. The city manager says Craddock sent in his resignation early Friday, but wasn't in any danger of losing his job otherwise. They also say that just minutes before the shootings began, he was in a restroom with some of his colleagues and seemed perfectly normal. A public vigil is scheduled for tomorrow night at a Virginia Beach church. The mother of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be allowed to see her son in prison. It was confirmed over the weekend that she's been granted a visa by the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. The 91-year-old woman has not seen her son in over 4 years. El Chapo was convicted in February for running a drug cartel for decades. Prosecutors described it as the largest drug trafficking organization on the planet. He's to be sentenced later this month. He could get life in prison. And Godzilla, King of the Monsters, is the top movie this weekend at North American theaters, earning over $49 million in its debut. Aladdin was knocked down to number two, earning more than $42 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.